And next up, we'll be talking about our draft legislative recommendations for everybody. All of our 10 viewers can certainly look in our website for our draft. I think it was dozens. I'm sorry, Mr. Post, dozens. Mr. Pugh?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Good morning, everyone. Commissioners, before you today for your approval are 17 draft legislative recommendations for 2023 listed in agenda document 23-27-A. We have one amendment to the document. Congress has passed legislation extending the administrative fine program for 10 years until 2033. And the bill is at the White House waiting for the president's approval. So the commissioners agreed that the legislative recommendation related to the expiration of that program should not be repeated this year, and that recommendation should be deleted from the document. Also note one of our guests today, her work is part of what got this done, and we owe our thanks to her for that. The remaining recommendations are divided into three groups. The first group of the highest priority legislative recommendations include a new recommendation calling for an itemization threshold for conduit contributions. Two others are related to the foreign national prohibition, which is a continuing priority for the commission. And finally, increasing the compensation for FEC commissioners, the staff director, and the general counsel is also in the highest priority group. Other priority legislative recommendations include nine related to the Federal Election Campaign Act. And then the third group includes three other improvements recommended by the commission. Once the commission has approved these legislative recommendations, we will provide them to the administration and to Congress. Developing these recommendations started with potential topics suggested by FEC staff and commissioners. I'd like to thank the chair for making more time for this project this year and making that a priority for the commission. And I'd also like to thank all the commissioners and, as always, my colleagues from throughout the agency for their contributions to the legislative recommendations. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. And I'm going to kick off the discussion yourself here of this. I want to thank everybody involved in pushing admin fines across the line. Many of my colleagues had discussions on the Hill and with important players and influencers to get this program through the door. I am so grateful, and it is going to do many wonderful things so that we have this next 10 years to continue on this program that has been so incredibly successful. One of the things that has been interesting about the way that we do these legislative recommendations is it's a really great way for commissioners and staff to get across things that they think have changed. And some of those don't get enough votes from the commissioners to go into our legislative recommendations now, but they may in the future. And many of these are jumping off points for us to have discussions, to be thinking critically about things that can benefit the agency and benefit the regulatory community and benefit the public and the voters. I am excited that we are continually expanding this list of legislative recommendations, and that folks on the Hill are open and look towards our recommendations and can trust that we are putting together those things that we find to be the most important as a group. Further discussion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I also appreciate all the efforts of staff and my colleagues in putting this together. It's a package. I'm sure we each have our favorites in the package. Some of these I feel more strongly about than others. But one thing that I very much appreciate about it is that the commission has made a decision that we will only forward recommendations that have the unanimous support of the commission. And I think that's a really important principle, and it makes it a more persuasive document when it gets up to the Hill. Because if the six of us can agree on something, then I think that sometimes helps people on the Hill to say, well, maybe that is worth doing. And indeed, we recently saw the House on a bipartisan basis move forward on a bill based on actually one of these recommendations in the foreign national field. And that was very exciting. You know, it's a bipartisan priority here, and it was a bipartisan priority there. And I hope that it will ultimately become a bipartisan priority across Congress and may actually pass into law. So that's great precedent, and it's nice to see that people actually read the documents that we send over there.
Thanks, Madam Chair. I'll be brief. Let me join the chorus in expressing my thanks and appreciation on the admin find, Congressman Stile, Congressman Morelli, Senator Klobuchar, and Senator Fisher and their staffs. Obviously, we're the ones doing all the laboring over there, but it's a very big accomplishment for the agency. It's a 10-year reauthorization, which is twice as long, I think, as any previous authorization we've ever gotten for this program, which I think initially used to be reauthorized in 2-year increments, maybe. And so I take that as a strong sign of confidence in the program from Congress that they have given us such a long runway to continue that program. Commissioner Weintraub referenced, we all have our favorites, but I agree that it's important to emphasize that, yes, these are all unanimously supported by all 6 commissioners. A single commissioner could strike one of these off the list, but they're supported by all 6. In fact, arguably more, given that some of these predate, you know, earlier commissioners voted for these legislative recommendations, too, to the extent they've been repeated. And I appreciate the staff on the Hill that take them seriously. I want to highlight one that's a new one that's important to me, which is a recommendation to Congress to extend the time period that the commission has to act on a complaint before the complaining party is entitled to file a delay suit under the Federal Election Campaign Act from 120-day period to 240 days. The act provides for these delay suits, as we call them, to ensure that parties that file complaints have a mechanism to ensure that they're not ignored or sat on by the commission. And I think that's an important feature of the act. But the fact of the matter is that 50 years after FECA was passed, the increasing complexity of the law, the increasing sophistication of the complaints, and the resource challenges that the agency has faced for a prolonged period of time mean that 100-day period, frankly, is no longer very realistic. And it has become instead often a tool for particularly sophisticated complainants to use litigation as a means for getting priority for their own complaints over maybe other complaints that came through the door earlier. I think 240 days is a more reasonable timeline given the change in circumstances in the legal landscape. And it's a legislative recommendation that I'm certainly going to be advocating for and that I think Congress should very seriously consider. Thanks, Madam Chair.
Other discussion?
Briefly, I mean, I appreciate the turn of phrase that we each have our favorites. Educated observers will be unsurprised that I feel pretty strongly about indexing things for inflation generally. I think it's nothing to do with this agency and everything to do with basic economics. And that I think it is important for Congress to update its statutes in a way that reflect binding case law so that the rules on the books are not affirmatively misleading the American people on a daily basis. That said, I just wanted to quickly add my thanks, especially to Allison Tuck of Senate Rules, who previously of my staff and was instrumental in obtaining, I guess we had half a generation's runway on the administrative find program, which is very good. And at some risk of being a bit of a downer, I will say that I hope that in time that I will live to see it made permanent. I think it is a uncontroversial and excellent program. And I hope it is not forgotten and that we're not here scrambling in 8 years. Well, I won't be here scrambling in 8 years. Then no one's here scrambling in 8 years to get this adjusted. So my thanks in particular to her and also my colleagues for bringing this over.
Any further discussion? Motion.
Thank you, Madam Chair. With respect to draft legislative recommendations for 2023, I move approval of agenda document number 23-27-A, subject to the edits discussed by staff at the table.
Any discussion on the motion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes unanimously. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you.